Former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Michael Brown, vigorously defended himself today before a House Select Committee to investigate the government's preparations for Hurricane Katrina and its response to the aftermath. Brown resigned as the head of FEMA earlier this month after Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff removed him from responsibility for coordinating the government's response to the disaster. Washington Post Homeland Security reporter Spencer Hsu was at today's hearing and joins us now from his office in Washington. Thanks for joining us, Spencer.
It's good to be with you, Brian. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about this hearing today. Give us a kind of a characterization, if you can, of what Michael Brown said.
This was one of those Washington rituals where you had an ousted administration official, someone who was resigning under protest for responsibility for a terrible disaster, coming to essentially take his licks from an outraged Congress. At the same time, there was a swirl of politics behind the scenes as Republicans tried to defend the Bush administration, and Democrats were trying to make hay with the administration's failings. So as for himself, Michael Brown was at times combative, at times contrite. While he took some responsibility, he spread a lot of blame around. Starting off with state and local officials, he said that the FEMA process of responding to disasters is well-established and well-practiced. The only difference here was the state of Louisiana, where he said they could not get a unified chain of command established.
I'd like to play some of the tape from the hearings. First, though, I should remind our listeners that you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's play some of the tape now. Here's a cut from Gene Taylor, who is a Democratic congressman from Mississippi.
Even now, I've got people waiting for a place to live. I've still got people living in tents that were looted from the Walmart because FEMA hasn't showed up even with temporary structures. I'm not talking about trailers. I'm talking about tents. 5 days after the storm, to the best of my knowledge, there are 7 port outlets in Hancock County, Mississippi. I thought one of the things the federal government did was try to provide for basic sanitation. Now, again, you can try to throw as much as you can on the backs of Louisianans, but I'm a witness as to what happened in Mississippi. You folks fell on your face. You get an F minus in my book.
So he clearly wasn't happy with Mr. Brown's performance. How did Mr. Brown react to that?
Very hotly. This was a hearing where at times he pounded the table, he pointed his finger, he clenched his fist. He said, look, he did know what he was doing, that he had been around 150 disasters. He resented the implication that he was not competent. At the same time that he acknowledged that, FEMA's logistics operation was quickly overwhelmed, that it lacked adequate communications on the ground, that over the years its funding and personnel had been emaciated by past reorganizations and by funding decisions by the Bush administration's Department of Homeland Security. And he also, in his own comments, raised questions about how responsive the White House was initially and whether the Defense Department did enough to respond to FEMA's requests for help.
All right. Now I need to remind folks that you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. It wasn't just Democrats who were critical. Here's an exchange between Mr. Brown and Republican Congressman Christopher Shays.
What people are missing in this entire conversation is the fact that FEMA did more in Hurricane Katrina than it did in Charlie and Florida and the others.
Why is that
we
relative?
Moved all of those in there. We did all
relative?
Of those things. And things were working in Mississippi and things were working in Alabama.
No, but see, why I don't...
I guess you want me to be this superhero that is going to step in there and suddenly take everybody out of New Orleans.
No. No, what I wanted you to do was do your job of coordinating.
I want to go back for a minute, Spencer, and ask, we heard from Chris Shays, they're a Republican, and before that, Gene Taylor, a Democrat from Mississippi, who had lost his own house as a result of Katrina. He was one of the few Democrats at the hearing. I think I saw him and William Jefferson of Louisiana. Explain to us why there were so few Democrats at this hearing.
Yes, the Democrats have been calling for an independent commission styled along the 9/11 commission that investigated the terrorist attacks from 2001. The GOP-led Congress has said this is within Congress's purview, it's Congress's responsibility, and has gone ahead and created a congressional investigation on the House side and the Senate side, but it is led by Republicans and controlled by Republicans. So today, essentially, there was a Democratic boycott with the exception of those two members from the affected states, and in fact, Congressman Jefferson from Louisiana is not even on the committee, but he attended anyway. That became a source of partisan jousting even before the gavel fell, with Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi saying that this was a sham hearing, a photo opportunity to bring up a crony of the Republican president, and the chairman of the investigation, Tom Davis of Virginia, saying that Democrats could call any witness they wanted and he would be willing to review with them committee subpoenas, and was asking tough questions about what the White House knew and when it knew it.
So do you think that the committee was able to do its job today in questioning questioning Michael Brown?
That's a tough question to referee at this point. I would, you know, what the Republicans are saying is, as Davis had mentioned, was that they are willing to commit to a thorough and extensive investigation. That was also echoed by the Senate Chairwoman Susan Collins, who heads the Homeland Security Committee there, Republican from Maine. But they also admit, Collins acknowledges, that when Congress calls presidential staff to testify, usually White House aides do not appear, citing executive branch privileges, separation of powers. You know, Democrats argue that there is no way to do for Congress to sort of grade how well it's overseen the administration, especially when both are held by the same party. But Republicans would counter that, you know, Democrats could do a lot more on these committees if they were in attendance.
Let me play one more clip of tape. Here is an exchange between Brown and Republican Congressman Charles Pickering of Mississippi.
For me, it's hard to understand how after 9/11, we probably spent as much money and had as many recommendations saying that one of the failures of 9/11 was not having interoperable communications, our communication alternatives in place during those times. And it seems as if we went from 9/11 to 05 Katrina with no real progress at all that we can point to as far as our communication capabilities in times of crisis. Would you agree or disagree?
I would generally agree with that. I mean, I think progress has been made, but if we're trying to get 100 yards down the football field, we've made a couple of first downs. We still have a ways to go.
Just quickly, Spencer, did we come out of this hearing learning much about the performance of FEMA, whether Michael Brown is deserving of being the target for much of the criticism of the government's response that he became?
You know, I think we did. I think it was fairly clear that, you know, I don't know that any member would say that they viewed Michael Brown as the sole individual responsible for the terrible events that week, and certainly not for the storm. At the same time, it was abundantly clear that he was the principal federal officer, was the title, and the coordinator for the federal assets. As the chairman said at one point, it's not as if the federal government did not have enough assets. The problem was the response. There were some specific facts that that Michael Brown acknowledged. One, that he was apparently aware as early as 10 a.m. Monday that the levees had broken in New Orleans the day of landfall. That's a little bit earlier than what has been reflected in the public record. He also was under questioning forthright about, you know, 10% or 15% cut in the budget in the years, and also in his attempts to get Secretary.
I'm going to have to stop you there. Thanks, Washington Post Homeland Security reporter Spencer Shu. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor.